Good morning. It is a Monday morning, and that means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Pleased to have him here as usual. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, of course, we have a budget deadline in New York State of April 1st. The past few years, it seems like we've made it on time, and that always seems to be a question, and this year more so than ever. Give us a sense of what's coming down the pike in the next couple of weeks.
Today, the budget conference committee start with the legislature, where they try to hammer out differences in their budget proposals. The big question lingering is whether anger at the governor will cause the legislature to deliberately hand him a late budget. The governor has talked about having six on time or mostly timely budgets because a couple were a few hours late or a day late. But will they go past the deadline deliberately to try and kind of embarrass the governor and take that issue away from him?
This does have to do with, I think, if I've been reading everything correctly, a pay raise that the governor has not allowed to occur.
Right. They feel the governor reneged on a promise last year to allow them the first pay raise since 1999. They were livid over it, and the question is, will that lingering hostility, which is definitely there, will that cause them to deliberately give him a late budget? They feel it wouldn't necessarily hurt them. Of course, they'll deny if it is late that was the reason. They'll just say, you know, we were holding out for a good budget as opposed to an on-time budget.
Now, hanging over all this, isn't it, Ken, is the goings-on in Washington when it comes to health care, for example, and how that might impact the budget?
A key thing is, look, the governor didn't put in any real money to address any of the federal cuts that could be coming down the pike, not just health care, but a whole array of cuts if you look at President Trump's budget. But what he did ask for was the power that the legislature does not want to give him, the power to make mid-year cuts in case the feds do hurt the state budget. He wanted the power to make mid-year cuts on his own without the legislature. They're certainly going to reject it. I doubt it would be part of a final budget. The question is, will the governor dig in and try to force that?
Let's go there to a column where you talk about the impact of New York law on deportations. And this has to do with Senator Squadron, a Democrat.
Right. Senator Dan Squadron, whose district in Manhattan includes Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty, he sent a letter to the chairman of the Senate Codes Committee, Andrew Lanza of Staten Island, a Republican, saying he wants a hearing on the impact New York's criminal laws might have on making it easier for Donald Trump's crackdown on undocumented immigrants. He wants to look at those laws. He suggests two bills that he's pushing should also move. One would require that when undocumented immigrant or any type of person here gets arrested, that before they take a deal that would be a misdemeanor that could affect their immigration status, that they be told exactly what it would mean for their immigration status. So he wants to basically see no unintended consequences from New York's laws that would impact immigrants. Lanza said, well, he feels he's grandstanding, that Squadron's grandstanding, and he doesn't seem inclined to follow the request.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us each Monday with news about state government and politics. You can find out more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.